If you've been watching Connecticut TV lately, you might have come across this ad. It's been running quite frequently in the past few months.
Governor Malloy's hospital tax is putting our health care at risk. Hospitals are taxed 30 times more than any other organization, costing families hundreds more and threatening their care.
Governor Malloy, you should be on the side of the hospitals and the patients.
From the ad, it seems Connecticut hospitals are at war with the state's Democratic Governor Dana Malloy. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama joins us. Ebong, what's going on between the hospitals and Malloy?
Well, Tom, it seems this particular dispute has to do with the state's current budget deficit. It's projected to be about $220 million this fiscal year. Malloy has tried to reduce that deficit by suspending about $140 million in state and federal payments to hospitals. And that money is actually repayment for a portion of more than $500 million a year that the hospitals pay in state taxes each year.
That's a bit confusing.
It gets even more confusing because only a third of the $140 million being withheld by the state is actually state money. The bulk of the money is federal matching funds.
Okay, well, how is Malloy justifying this move?
Malloy seems to feel most Connecticut hospitals are financially strong enough to take the hit. Here's what he said about that.
If you make almost $1 billion a year, how bad are things? If you're having the best results in recent history in hospital performance, why do you need the citizens of Connecticut to give you an additional $500 million?
But aren't some hospitals complaining that they're hurting financially, especially the smaller independent ones?
Yes, they are. And here's what Malloy says.
If they're hurting so bad, why are they paying their chief executives $3.5 million?
So that's why the hospitals have turned to an ad campaign to try to elicit public support?
Yes. Jennifer Jackson is CEO of the Connecticut Hospitals Association. She says not having the funds could lead to job cuts and a reduction in services which would hurt local communities. Here's what she said when I called her.
In the past 3 years, we've already lost 3,000 jobs because of the cuts that came before this.
I understand that's gotten the attention of both Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Hartford.
It has. And just this week, Republican leaders in the General Assembly offered a plan they say would close the budget shortfall and restore the $140 million in payments to hospitals.
Now, is that the plan that includes a 2-day furlough for most state workers?
It is. As you said, Tom, Democratic lawmakers are also sympathetic. They're still working on their own deficit reduction plan. Here's what State Senate President Martin Looney, who's from New Haven, the city with the state's largest hospital, Yale New Haven, had to say.
There is concern about that, obviously, because those hospitals are, in many cases, major employers in their communities and engines of economic growth. So we are hoping, if we can, to find ways to mitigate those cuts to the hospitals and look for savings in other areas.
That most likely means then the Democrats are also looking at cutting some service?
Well, Democratic lawmakers haven't come up with an actual plan yet, but Governor Malloy has just announced $65 million in cuts to services. A huge chunk of those cuts are from the Department of Developmental Services budget.
Ebong, thanks very much for getting us up to speed on the budget talks.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Ebong Udama, WSHU's senior political reporter.